Okay, we're beginning Perek Ches. So, we pointed out the first pasuk is simply is the contra to the previous Perek. Halo, Chachma Tikra Utvunati Tenkola, namely as opposed to the world of the Yetzihara. We had the world of Lo Sigzol and the world of Lo Sachmod. We had the world of the Yetzihara, which is motivated by Kochi, by taking by strength. We had the world of the Yetzihara of Taiva, of Chemda. This is the equivalent of the Zuchra, this is the Nukva. These worlds are worlds of Choshech, B'Neshef, B'Erev Yom. That's how we spoke about the Isha Zona. The Gazlan comes B'Ma'arav, he comes in ambush. As opposed to that, Torah is in the middle of the day. There's nothing to be ashamed of. One doesn't have to live with closing one's blinds. One doesn't have to live in hiding. One doesn't have to look over one's shoulder. Torah is emes, open, kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, etc. Then we have a pasuk which, again, al pi derech hapshat is saying the same thing in different words, as the Radak many times points out. Barosh meromim alei derech, based in sivos nitzava liat charim penei kares mevo psakim tarona. And that we have that the Torah is calling out. It's on the main road v'chulei. The Gro over here takes this pasuk beis and builds an entire structure of Torah Sasod that, again, we had the question as to whether we should get involved in it, so we'll say the words. The Gra points out that we have over here three stages. Gimel Dargin Shel Chachma. We have Barosh Meromim, we have Alei Derech, we have the Beis Nesivos Nitzava. In the middle of the Perish Hagra, Pasuk Beis, towards the end, he points out the Gimel Chachmotein. There are three levels of Chachma. HaChachma HaYedua, he's working over here, but going backwards order. Chachma HaYedua LaKol, there's the exoteric Chachma. Kamo Yom, Shakol Yodim Tzarko, the Chachma that we teach over in a Daf Yomi Shir called Dichven Yeseh V'Yecho. Hashen Hi Chachma HaNisteres, Eina Gluya Ela LaChachamim, the esoteric Chachma. Kamo HaLayla, Lefi HaNira She'ein Batzorech. Now it's that it appears that it is not necessary, but everyone who learns it understands that this, you're getting closer and closer to the core. Ach mi sheyesh bo moach bekadkado hu mevin tzorcha. Shlishit, the core of chachma, the source of chachma, chachma hane'elemet me'ein kochai, is a chachma of the ayin, a chachma that we can't even relate to. The chachma, the essence of the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamosha amar lemoshe, kach ola b'machshava. That Kosh Baruch Hu wasn't able to explain to Moshe Rabbeinu that which occurred to Rabbi Akiva. But this is Kach Olav Machshav Lefanai. This is the pre Chochma. So we have over here these three levels of Chochma, and this is what's represented over here in the pasuk. We start off Barosh Meromim. That's the Chochma Hanelemet Al Derech. That's already for the Chochmas HaNistar, into Beis Netivot Nitzava, that which is obvious to everyone. So I'm just continuing reading in the Gra. Hen Gimel Dargin Shel Chochma, Kamo Shekosav B'Sefer HaYetzira, Lamed Beis Nisivos, Plios Chochma. This is how the Sefer HaYetzira begins. Sefer HaYetzira, we know, according to Chazal, comes as a Masorah from Avram Avinu. So in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, this is how it begins. We have 32 Nitivot. These consist of the 10 Sfiros, the 10 that which emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed, Gevurah, etc. And plus the 22 letters of the alphabet. So altogether you have 32. Lamed Beis Nitivot, Pliot Chachma. That here we're dealing with a chachma which is a pele, plios sod hapele, namely this the tahalich from the ayin to the yesh is a total pele. The Gra over there in his Perush on Sefer Yetzira says pliot, that the sod is that when we start off with the 10 sfirot, it starts from keter chachma bina, then chesed, vura, tiferes, etc. the Keter, that which is the source of Chachma, that's the Pele. That's the Ne'elam. He writes over there, Keter b'mufla mimcha. That's the b'mufla mimcha al-tidrosh. Tachlus ha'elem. In other words, that the Keter then moves over into Chachma and Bina. So the process is Meirosh Meromim, from the Keter, from the point that we can't understand, it moves over to a degree that can be understood by some, and then to a degree that can be understood by all. That's the Pele. V'amar b'sefer ha-yitzira. Here he's moving down in Sefer Yitzira to Perek Yud Beis, I think. Perek Yud. To Perek Yud. He says, Ruach mi ruach, chakak v'chatzav, Esrim v'shtayim osios yisod. V'zehu pliyot. That we have over here a process, again, of moving from three different levels. The first level is ruach mi ruach. Ruach mi ruach is that which can't, you know, it's, you can only see under a super microscope. Ruach, there's really nothing there. Using the mashal of the gruach, this is like the zera of the man, that, you know, it's that it enters into the prosdor, that it's just at first ruach sheberuach, and then it moves over to the next level of chakak v'chotzav esrim v'shtayim osios yisod, that we have moving from the level of the ruach, we move over into a fertilization of an egg, that the chachma would meet with that which it can then fertilize. This egg, this would be like the yisodos of eish and mayim and ruach and afar, and moves over into a stage of creating that with which the world can be created, creating the 22 letters. And this is the pliot, that which we have nowadays came from that which cannot be seen. And then he quotes the Zohar in Balak, Resha, Giza, Shvila. So we have three stages. We have the stage of the very beginning, the Chochma HaNe'elam. Then we have the Giza, that would be that fertilization process. And then the Shvila, then it moves over into the Shvilim of Chochma, based in Sivos Nitzava. V'zeh she'kosav kan, based in Sivos Nitzava. K'mo she'kosav b'tikunim. He quotes over here, moves from Sefer Yetzira to the Zohar, now to the Tikune Zohar. Kutra b'gelma. That it starts off as that which would be simply like a gelem, that which doesn't yet have a meaningful existence on its own. Na'utz ba'azka nekuda behechala, that it links into a chain that would be powered by nekuda behechala, by the eser nekidot. Nekudot are the sfirot, namely that moving from the zera to the into creating the letters is that second stage, that stage of Giza. Below is Galya Chachma Ela Bebeisa, that already is the third stage. Va'am Rusham, again according to the Tikune Zohar, that all of this is hinted at in the first word of the Torah, Breshit. Those are the letters of the words Rosh Bayit. It starts from the beginning, from the Ayin, and moves over into the Bayit where it can already be seen. V'chein Amar Kan. So now going back to our pasuk, Rosh Meromim, that's that first stage of the Chachma, that of Ne'elan, Alei Derech, that there we have a stage that can be understood by those who understand Chachma Sasod, how we have over here a creation of letters via the Nekuda Behechoa, via the Eser Sfirot, based Nitzivos Nitzava, until it reaches the point of the Chachma that is obvious to everyone that can be seen. Okay, I think that's enough to think about for today. So we'll leave that here tomorrow. We'll continue Perakim. We'll now move back into Torah Sandigla, with your permission. But just you should know that the Folchva, that which is written over here, I covered maybe one tenth of it. Okay. So.